Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode. Now, today, we are continuing with our fanfic read. If this is the first episode you've caught, we are going back and reading some fanfic from Bauer Barbecue. We finished the Bauer Barbecue 2017, and now we're reading a couple of short stories that hit in between 2017 and 2018. If you go to my blog currently, I am writing episodes for 2019 because basically of the anniversary year and that I hadn't gotten it done. And I didn't get any episodes at the actual barbecue done yet, but they will be coming. And with that, let's go ahead and join up. November episodes 2017 by Robin Sue Farm. The Thanksgiving episodes, thanks to Busy's new determination to make Thanksgiving a big Lewis family thing, the Lewis, Spalding, and Bauer families are having Thanksgiving together at the Busy house with many heartwarming scenes. The Coopers, however, are having their meal at Towers. Rocky is a chef who earned his way up through the ranks of London's culinary world. He came to Springfield not only to reclaim his birthright of a place in the Cooper family and in Springfield, but also to take over Towers as his new signature restaurant. Towers with Rocky is even more popular than it was before, with people driving in from Chicago and around the region to eat there. They've done some lovely stuff with plating and classes and a chef's table, which helped bring about a pretty epic food fight between Mel and Marina. Mel and Cyrus are still together, and so are Marina and Shane, but Marina is tired of having always to be just be the mom and had a kid fairly Mel and Cyrus are still together, and so are Marina and Shane, but Marina is tired of having always to just be the mom and thinks life with Shane has gotten staid and boring. Mel and Cyrus had a kid fairly soon after they got together, and Cyrus is likewise tiring of domestic life. They got put on a PTA committee together, and working together, they grew closer, remembering the fire and the excitement of their relationship. So far, it hasn't gone farther than talking and some smoldering looks, but they have both been put in a position that they took each other's part over their respective spouses. This has caused tension between all of them and led to that epic food fight. Note, off-screen, they've started a short online cooking show with Rocky's actor, another rotating actor from the show, and a real chef. It comes out once a week, and the dish that they make will appear somewhere on the show during that week. Send in where the dishes appear for 4 weeks and get entered in a drawing to appear on the show during the next month. No transportation costs included. One-night hotel is included if accepted to come. End note. Rocky was working on getting the big Thanksgiving meal ready for the Cooper family and their other patrons. He told his staff that he needed to be alone to work on his signature dish, which he had really finished the night before. He slipped out of Towers and down to Company, and he found the place closed. Note, tell me again how they stay in business. Close note. But Buzz was there, finishing cleaning up from orders. People had ordered something to take along with them to the various gatherings. They were all picked up now. Hello, Dad. Oh, Rocky, I didn't see you there. You scared me. Maybe I should. Derision dripped from his tone. What? What do you mean? What's wrong with you? A smirk curled Rocky's lips. That's really funny. I used to ask myself the same question when I was growing up. What was wrong with me? Why didn't my own father want me? You sent me to Mom's family, but they didn't want me. They barely wanted her. For years, I waited for you to send for me. None of my family wanted me. that is, except Lucy. Lucy and Al and Michael, when they were over in Europe, Lucy used to call me and Coop every week, used to come and see us or take us on a trip somewhere at least once a month. Lucy was great. His face had softened while talking about Lucy, but now it hardened again. Then you called Coop home, but not me. Never me. You didn't even call and tell me about Coop's dying before he was already buried. Anger filled his voice. You took away my last chance to see my brother. Now, Rocky, Coop meant a lot to all of us when he died. It was hard on all of us. Hard, hard. He and Lucy were my only family I ever had that actually gave a good damn about me. And you didn't even think I was worth a phone call when he died, or to Lucy either. Frank called Lucy, and she called me. You certainly didn't. It was all about you, all about your pain. Well, the rest of us hurt too, pal, and we have to suck it up and go on. Rocky, who never seemed to have a problem with me before, where is all this coming from? You know, I used to think it was something about me, but since I've been here and talked to people, it isn't anything wrong about me at all. You dumped Frank and Harley and Nadine, and then you dumped Lucy, draining her savings on her way out. Coop and me, we were just the latest in a long line, but they all forgive you. Over and over and over again, you abandon them. You take loans in this place, and you lost it more than once. They forgive you. Well, I don't. I don't forgive you for not saving Mom, for dumping us off on anyone you could, for caring a lot more about that Cyrus was Mom's kid than I was. Rocky pulled out a gun. Whoa, 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 let's all calm down. I saw you yesterday, and you weren't talking like this. Rocky held the gun on Buzz. No, I wasn't. I've been very good at pretending I forgive you, too. I was waiting until I could get you alone. He cocks the gun. Commercial break. Rocky pulled the trigger on an empty chamber. Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to shoot you. That would be too quick. You're going to suffer. You have to pay for all you did, not just to me, but to everybody who was ever stupid enough to love you. He put the gun back in its holster. He walked about the room, picking this up this and putting it down, no longer looking at his father. Just what are you going to do? You probably never watched much British television, did you? What? No, but Rocky, you've got it all wrong. You should have, you know. Sometimes you can get the most interesting ideas off television. One of my favorite shows had an episode where the hero tells the prime minister he can bring down her government by whispering four words. So that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you that I'm bringing you down with four words. He leaned close, looked his father right in the eye, and whispered, I don't forgive you. Rocky left, leaving a flustered Buzz behind him, and returns to Tower's kitchen without anyone knowing he was gone. Buzz had told Frank about it once, but Rocky had denied it, that it ever happened, and his staff backed up that he'd never left. Rocky seemed very concerned that Buzz seemed to be hallucinating, but when no one was looking, he smiled to himself. Episode break. So that was the Thanksgiving episode, and I hope you enjoyed it. We will be going on to the December 2017, January 2 episodes next time I read, and it's kind of a nice thing. I really had thought it was too short at first, and I was going to write it into a longer story, but really, looking at it, I think I decided it was good enough standing as it was. So I hope you enjoy that. I hope you will follow through with the Bauer Barbecue episodes and that we will see you soon, either here or on my blog, GL Manny.